Sefer Shmah, I'm going to do the halacha here. If anybody wants to listen by the breakfast table, to listen from your seat. We talked about last time the bracha on coffee. So there's a story that the Panim Meirot once met the kosher shirot, the Shmuel Shadim in, okay, this is Worms, Germany. This is Ashkenaz. He met in 1800. This by the Sfaradim, they already wrote the post, they already wrote about in the 1600s. They talked about halacha ketanot, pri chadas. They talked about bracha on coffee in the 1600s. It came to the Middle East much sooner than came to Europe, or whatever. The post came in the 1800, in the 1700s, 1800s. So, Panim Meirot, he's the great grandfather of the Shari Tshuva. He's quoted very often in the post game. That's the Panim Meirot, and he asked the Kosher Shuot. Who's the Kosher Shuot? He's the grandfather of the Chatan Sofer. What happened? The story is that the Chatan Sofer became bar mitzvah, and it was the minhag that you'd say Dvar Torah at your bar mitzvah in halacha, whatever it was. So the Chatan Sofer got up, and he learned with his teacher, Nelson Adler. So he learned with him, and he was already a big Talmud Chacham when he was bar mitzvah. Chatan Sofer gave a whole shiur on one of the pieces from his grandfather, the Kosher Shuot. He has a whole sefer on Kosher Mishpah and other. So that he took a piece from the Kosher Shuot, and he disagreed. He said, "Oh, my grandfather had all these questions. I gave the answers. There's no proof." His father came up after the bar mitzvah speech and slapped him across the face. "How do you do this chutzpah to the grandfather? How could you do that?" The Chatam Sofer was embarrassed. He felt he went to his rabbi, and he ran away from home. He learned by his rabbi. He didn't come back to his family and pray for a long time. Where at first, though, Rabbi Nelson Adler told him, "No, you should go to somebody else. So go to the Or Chadash, who was a 1800 big Talmud, 1700-1800 Talmud Chacham. We have on some Masechtot. The one on Psachim is printing all the Kovsim. The Or Chadash was a Talmud Chacham in Rechnitz. A different style. It's the old style pulpul of how to learn the Gemara. A different Mahalach. So he learned first by the Or Chadash, but he didn't like it. The Chatam Sofer didn't like his style." Wasn't exciting for him. It wasn't the way he wanted to learn. So he comes back to Rav Nelson Adler and says, after a year, "Why'd you send me there? I don't like this style. I prefer to learn by Rav Nelson Adler." So he learned by Rav Adler. Now, Rav Nelson Adler is a funny, interesting personality, we should know, because he was Ashkenazi, and he was even the rabbi in Frankfurt for a time. They didn't like him there. Why? Because he loved the Nusach Ari so much, he wanted to switch to doing Nusach Sfard, not the Nusach Ashkenaz. He was a rabbi in Ashkenaz. In Frankfurt, was one of the big towns of Ashkenaz. So he said, Hashem has 12 Sha'arim in Shemaim to accept the Tehillot, but the Sha'ar of the Yichud, the Sha'ar that is accepted everywhere is by, like MasterCard, is the Ari Nusach. So he said, "Look, we should all do the Nusach Ari." In Frankfurt, that didn't work, go over well. After a little bit of time, they said goodbye to Reb Nusach. He was no longer the rabbi in Frankfurt. But Chazal Zilber learned with him for quite a while, and he said, "Why'd you send me there?" He said, "Look, Hashem has plans why I sent you there." The story goes that while he was in Rechnis, while he was learning from the Or Chadash, he used to walk to the yeshiva and pass a certain policeman. And whenever he passed the policeman, he said hello, said goodbye, whatever. He said hello to him. Many years later, there was a certain case, a certain thing that came to Chatam Sofer Beit Din, whatever. He said something about it. And then afterwards, the goyim all came, the government came after him, we were going to throw him in jail, and be the end of the Chatam Sofer. Why? Because they said he was involved with a fraud, a transaction, was imported fraud goods, and he was involved, and he said he gave approval of it, so they're ready to take the Jewish leader in, to throw him in jail. And at the court case, this policeman from Rechnitz came, and he recognized this, he said, "This man can't possibly be guilty. I know he's too, he has so much respect and honor for the policeman. Certainly he wouldn't disregard the government flagrantly. He must be innocent." And they came out. Because of that police officer, they let off the Chatan Sofer. Anyway, so he said, maybe in hindsight, that's really why I had to go to Rechnitz to learn from the Or Chadash, is because I had to meet this police guard. It saved my life. It saved me from being in jail for the rest of my life. Okay, that's the Chatan Sofer. Now, what about the Kosher Shuot? So the Kosher Shuot was making Hadama, Bre Hadama, on a cup of coffee. The Panim Meirot saw this and he said, "What are you doing? The minhag is Shakol. Already have from the Pri Chadash from the 16th. We know." So the Panim Meirot spoke with the Kosher Shuot, and the Kosher Shuot said, Why? It's meishal akod. If you cook vegetables, meishal kakasal ka, you cook, this was charred, you have the liquid, you make the hadama on the just like the bracha on the vegetable, so too on the juice from it. So what's the difference between that and coffee? The Panimi wrote afterwards two tshuvot agreeing with the Kozriot. He changed his mind. He doesn't mean haggis shakol, but it's wrong. We should go back to making hadama. Okay. He goes a hadama. But either way, why? We talked about here in Machloket. Let's just say, okay, we had five shitot. Let's say the two shitot that brought in Shulchan Aruch, the Rosh and the Rashba. The Rosh says, it depends if you have the flavor. So coffee has the flavor of the coffee bean. Great. According to the Rashba, it has to be not da da. It has to be planted for that reason. Seems like check. You should be able to make the Adama or Ha'etz on the coffee. That's the funny wrote. However, afterwards, we have Petach, Parach Mata Aron. Those who responded to him, wait a minute. The Rosh also in the Tshuva says, though, for Meshal HaKor, it has to be. Not that you're throwing the vegetables out. How can you say you make a vegetable soup and you throw the vegetables in the garbage? Now the vegetables are the ikar, the main thing. They're not the main thing. You throw them in the garbage. Same thing with the coffee. You made the coffee with the coffee beans, then you take out the coffee beans. You throw those out. So obviously it's not the ikar. It's just the water is the ikar. That's the argument based on the Rosh. Says the Panimim, no, but since the whole purpose of the coffee bean is only to make coffee out of it, it's not that the hachid ever overrides all the other factors and make hadama. Okay, that's what we talked about. Panim Yirot, la halacha, we discussed the minhag is like what the halacha ketanot said was the minhag, the pri chadash. We explained many of the reasons. Besides all the reasons we have from the Rosh, anyway, we have the other reasons. We have the Mordechai who learned shtia shani, that anything that's made for a drink is different than a food, as well as we have the Ra, that it's always, the Meshal HaKod is always shakol. So we already have all those reasons. Sif Yudal, Reish Bet Sif Yudal, we have Meshiriyat Smukim. This was very common in the olden days. If you didn't have grape juice, you didn't have wine. How do you make it? So you took raisins. They were able to import them and save them for a long time in Europe. So what do you do with them? You take the raisins, then you soak it in water, and it makes like a wine, okay, raisin wine. It was very common in the days of the Mishabur even. Nowadays, you don't need to have this. So it's possible to have, but it's not so common to have the raisin wine that's just made from raisin with no grape juice, no squeezed grapes. Anyway, what's the bracha? Shulchan Aruch says there's a nafkamina. It's a difference between the Rosh and the Rambam. So he says, "Mishra itzmu kiyu teinim mevishulam mevarach shakol." You're yotzei v'shakol because savi bracha lakel. Because it could be if you follow the Rosh, the bracha should be it has the flavor, so therefore it should be hagefen. According to the Rashba, they don't plant the grapes that you should do this, so therefore it should be shakol. And therefore you're going to take the safer bracha shakol. Problem is, what about l'inyan bracha achrona? I have a safek between shakol and a gefen. Bracha rishona make shakol, no problem. What do I do for bracha achrona? What do we do? So we're stuck. Shulchan Aruch says it's not going to be that one bracha works for the other one. Brein nefashot doesn't work for al mechia, and al mechia doesn't work for brein nefashot. That's what the Maran Beisef in Simin Reish Bet says, in Simin Reish Chet. It's many times. Now there is a Magen Avraham, quotes the Knesset Gedolah. We talked about Rabbi Beneshti last week, the Knesset Gedolah, 1600s. He said, "Bidi Avad, Brei Nefashot is Bracha Kolel. Bidi Avad, Brei Nefashot works to cover the Al Nachya." And that was the Magen Avraham who's supposed to take like the Knesset Gedolah. Rav Moshe, the Orla Tzion also follows that approach. However, Chaim Avadia says many. Sveiko, many reasons why that's not the case. This is one of the proofs where you see the Maran doesn't follow this idea of the Knesset Gedolah. We assume these are two different takanot. We have Shakol as a bracha kolel, that's a takana of Chazal, but we don't have any bracha, Imam Mar Shakol, Kei Yatza. However, Brein Avashot, we don't have anything like that. Therefore, the Gemara has, whatever, the Rif, Meverech Velo Klum, okay, the Brein Avashot is a lower level bracha, it doesn't poter al mechia. So what do I do in this case? So therefore, the Chachamim says, we have no etza in takana. What are we going to do? Yerei shamayim lo yishtal b'tosad. Okay, basically, you have to have it in the meal. And he says in the Be Yosef, you can't even, why don't I have a great idea? I should have a cookie, make an al mechia, throw in al gefen v'al pir gefen. It's not bracha levatala. Because anyway, I ate the cookie. So I ate the cookie, I'm going to make al mechia v'al kakala. Can I add in al gefen v'al pir gefen? Sure, why not? It's not a shem Hashem, no machu, what's the problem? Let me add that in. And now I have the cookie. I have this mechria smukim, the suffix thing. Plus, I had a drink of water, or I had orange juice. So I make Brein Nefashot. Good. So I have Yosef Sveikod. Says Maran, it doesn't work. Why? Because you can't be kolel any tosefet into the bracha, because I have sick. You shouldn't lechachilu do that. Who is it? Quote the Trumah Dadesh, and Trumah Dadesh, famous 1400, the Ashkenaz Posek. We quote all over Shulchan Aruch. Trumah Dadesh has a proof. How does he know? Yerushalmi says, Al kotes chitim, if someone chews the kernels of the grain, very relevant to, we'll talk about granola one day, Mirza Hashem, What bracha do you make on the granola? Okay, so we'll talk about hadama because it's not cooked. We'll talk. But what about bracha achrona? Says the Rabbeinu Tam from Yerushalayim. The Rabbeinu Tam says, wait a minute. Since it comes from the Shifat Aminim, we have chita, sora, it comes from chita. Okay, now, oats, same thing, whatever, is part of the Aminim. Okay, now if you have something that's from Shifat Aminim, but it's not al mechia, because it wasn't mezonot, so what do I do bracha achrona? Says the Rabbeinu Tam, it's a magia in the sidur. It should say al mechia, that's one track. Another one, al gefen, another track, Allah eight, fourth track, Allah Adama, exactly. So add another one, he's making a Sidur like that. The Re says, we saw in his later Sidurim, he was crossed this out. Okay, so whether he was Chozer or not, the Re says either way he should be Machmir for that. Then we'll get to Reish Chet, Sif Hei, we'll get back to Luma Aseh, what to do about that. But says the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yirmiyah was mistapek what bracha achrona you're going to make, and therefore he never ate it, me'olam, he didn't eat it, maybe an accepting a meal, but he didn't eat it. Rabbi Yonah says, you see from there, whenever you have a mistapek, eat it in the meal, or don't eat it at all. Wow. This is because of this, some people, it comes from Rabbi Sobolovsky said this, when you learn brachot, and you're very machmir and everything, so you become either very skinny or very fat. You eat always to be yotze, all the shirim, you have it in the meal, you'll say everything, or you don't eat anything. That's what Rabbi Yirmiyah did. We're going to make sure we're going to have the Mamre Mordechai has a cloud. Whenever you're not sure, the Chachamim only would say Yerushmaim Yotzei on things that are not Shchiach. He has a very good proof. He says over here, Meishur is Mekim. Moshe Shachanah says we don't know what to do. It's having a meal. That's because how many times in your life are you going to drink this Yain Shmukim? He says on Padabu Kisnim we have a three-way Machlok Rishonim. And what Shachanah Shachanah says? Safi Brachal Kel goes Nor Yerushmaim. You're Nor Yerushmaim to be Machmir on that. Why? So because it's Dover Mashchiach. Something you have every day. You can't be posaic. Oh, Yerushmaim, you should have it in a meal. You just go crazy. No. As long as we have every day, there's the Mamor has three answers. That's the second answer. Oh, when do we say the Yerushalayim? When do we say that we have to be posek? So anyway, about this, the Truma Deshner has this proof. You don't add in anything else. However, the Taz has a problem. The Taz in Reish Chet, the last sif. He says, if there's a sif in Shulchan Aruch, you can't add anything else in your bracha, even if it's not a loy kolel asafek, shum tosefet bracha, main challenge. You can't add anything else in the bracha, so you can't add anything. However, the Taz says, wait a minute. Just because you have a proof from the Gemara, the proof of Rabbi Yirmiyah is just like a Vaisa Chasidus, very nice. But that's lechachila, maybe we shouldn't do that. Fine. But if you actually ate the food, why shouldn't you add it in? There's no bracha. What's the problem? Ah, hafseik. Maybe you're interrupting the middle of bracha. So Rabbi Kiyager quotes in Simon Reish Chet. We have a proof. If someone was saying Shemoneh Esrei, and then they ate in Yalav Yavo, by accident, it was not the day. They got confused. They heard Rabbi Schechter said, "Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Rosh Chodesh, we're going to make Yom Kippur Katan." And he got so excited, so he fasted. And then the next day, he thinks it's Rosh Chodesh because he heard Erev Rosh Chodesh, we do Erev Yom Kippur. And then he starts saying, "Yavli Yavo." It's not Yavli Yavo, it's Sunday. So what happened? So he said, "Yavli Yavo" on the wrong day. It could happen. People make a mistake. So is that a hefsek? Do you have to say the whole Shemoneh Esrei again? Shulchan Aruch is posek and Simon Reish Chet. That works. It's Yotzei. Why? Because he ilu. It wasn't shakadei kulo. It's just as though you took a little break. The dvarim you said over there were just irrelevant things. Yeah, you said zochrein of yom rosh chodesh. It's not rosh chodesh. Okay, so there's no difference. And if you took a little break, we took a little break in the morning shemoneh esrei. The riff, the rambam, and the rosh hashanah, and we're posek based on the gemara over there that if shema tesha tikiyop tesha tashaod is yotzei, that shakadei kulo is only a problem by shemoneh esrei, but nothing else. And even it's only Shakadei Kulo. That's Rabbi Yochanan and the second parak in Brachot. Well, maybe we'll get back to. But either way, between the Gemara Hashem and Brachot, it's clear. Shaha, a little break is not a problem. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. If you say Yalvi on the wrong day, Zilberstein has a funny case. Somebody didn't know how to pray. So he takes the Sidur, Israeli, I guess, and he says the whole thing with the instructions too. So he said, is that Yotzei? He said everything, everything, last thing. So most of the things we could discount. He said, Aninu, I'm not a fast day, that's okay. He said, Nachim, that's okay. It's all the Yalav Yav on the wrong day, that's okay. The problem is going to say, Mashu Baruch, it was a summer day. Oh, that's a Kalah, Min Kalah, too bad. Okay, so that's what but either way, that's what the Shulchan Aruch is posaic. You add this. So it says Rabbi Kiger, if it's not a big deal to add in the Yalav Yav on the Shmoneh Esrei day when it's the wrong day, so what's the problem? Same thing with benching. With Birkan HaMazon, this Wiederblink had this case. Very simple. Someone says, Yal Yavah on the wrong day, Birkan HaMazon. Again, we're posek. Birkan HaMazon is like Shemoneh Esrei. It doesn't, B'di Yavad, mess up the Shemoneh Esrei. Says Rav Kiyager, same thing with the Bracha. Why can't I add in my Al Mechia? Let me throw in Al Geffen, Al Pri Geffen. I'm not sure, Bre Geffen. So that's Rav Kiyager's question. The answer is the Truma Sedeshin thinks, Rucham Avadi brings two answers. One answer is, not everybody agrees with what it says in Kufchet, the Taz disagrees, and the Pri Chadash there disagrees. It's only a unique case. We don't usually, it's a hefsek, it's like talking in the middle, davening in the middle. Someone starts a conversation about Yankees, or you find a better Taz, it still, it doesn't work. It's a hefsek, the Shemoneh Esrei is batel. That's the Taz over there in Simon Kufchet. So therefore, okay, he doesn't have any question from what Rukh Yeager brought. Okay, but the second answer is, it's true that B'diavad is not a hefsek. But okay, that's not the way they make a nusach. Better not to say anything than to say something that's the wrong thing at this time. That's the basic answers. However, okay, so sof, what do we posek? Mamar Mordechai agreed with the Taz. B'diavad, if you're stuck, you put in something extra in the bracha. And the Kaf HaChaim quotes it. And Rav Avadya says, he quotes several Achronim, Baruch Ad Avraham, several Achronim. The Masa Moshe is the father-in-law, Moshe Yisrael, the father-in-law of the Mamar Mordechai, Rav Mordechai Karmi, his father-in-law wrote Tshuva, basically saying, Maran is not like that, and Pashtud is not like that. The Maran says, Lo Yichalel, you shouldn't add Brachot, even B'diavad, against the Taz. The Taz thought that she's arguing with Shechonor, he didn't care. Still, so what are we going to do? Chama Avadya comes back, basically, the Chayadam is like the Taz, he says. It basically, sveik. Most of the cases that we're going to deal with is only because of sapek. What's a practical case? Not the case that's practical is someone drank a little bit of the grape juice, a kazayit of grape juice, not a revi. Since there's a machloka at the ri and the rambam, what bracha achrona? Do you make a bracha achrona? I'll get on that case. So therefore, sveik that you have to make the bracha achrona. And sapek, if you're allowed to add it in, so you're allowed to add it in. Another way, another example is if someone had a birya, they ate something shivat aminim. They ate a whole raisin, okay, I'm not looking about the raisin, but they ate a whole grape, something like that. So do you put it in al-ha-eitz? The answer is you can put it in if you're already saying it for a different reason, because he says, anyway, sveik, sveika, safik, as some achronim would say, you say, some rishonim say on the bird, yeah, you make, so too on the other, and so too, some say you can add it in, okay? Yeah, go ahead.
In the case of the raisins, there need to be a specific portion in order to...
Yes, okay, so we didn't get it. It needs, well, okay, and you think it needs to be 1/6, but let me see. Usually with wine, you could dilute it. The Gemara has a different sheet, Abaye, Rav, 1/4, 1/3. The Ramah Paskins, 1/6. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, for our wine, we're not sure. Our wines are not so strong, so it's only 1/2. But Meshra Simukim, anyway, we only make Shakol because it's a fake on that. But the Simukim, the idea is it's not amount to percentage. I think it's just based on the taste. According to the Rosh, it's based on the taste. Even if it's more less than 1/6. I don't think there's any measure on this. I don't think we would usually have this Meshuret Smukim with no grapes that are squeezed in and make a hagefen. We'd make like the Shachon Aruch Shakol. Chazak Baruch.